CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
On demand, episode 2, Ari.
Day 2 in the chair.
I think it went all right.
It was pretty funny. Our Facebook topic was hilarious.
Yes, that was. Well, which one are you talking about?
Multiple. I mean, the cereal one, not so funny, but still quality content.
So we were asking, what did you do while your parents were away at CFM Tasmania on Facebook? And Kylie said she got knocked up when her parents were away.
Definitely can't keep that a secret.
Oh, you're going to get
caught.
Not
for long anyway. No. Yes, those things happen when your parents are not around. And my friend and her boyfie, you know, doing the do.
Made passionate love, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if they were actually dating at the time. They eventually became, dates. Anyway, next day, cleaning up and everything, and I sent her a text message being like, yuck, I found your condom under my bed. That's disgusting. Like, that's actually so disgusting. I mean, prompts to them for, like, actually covering it up, but I accidentally send the message to my mum.
Oh no. Saying what? I found your filthy old condom.
Literally being like, yuck. Oh, like, found your dirty condom under my bed. That's disgusting.
Whose house was this at?
It was in my bed.
This is one of your.
My bed, under my bed. I was cleaning up after the party because, like, you got to, like, do a deep clean because my mum's a cleaner. And, I accidentally texted to my mum. And you know what she replied with?
What?
Get the tongs.
Yeah, good advice.
Yeah, she definitely knew we had a party after that, though.
Anyway, that's coming up on today's show. We talk about that kind of stuff. We've got dog news. We try out Captain Crunch.
Yep.
What did you think? Well, don't spoil
it. No, you've got to listen to find out.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That it is, day 2, Ari.
Good morning.
We're still on air?
I think so.
Didn't get sacked.
You turn the mics on?
They're on today,
all
yeah.
All right, good. Haven't been fired yet.
I thought we'd do something different today and I'd pop the mics on.
Yeah.
And we'd go to air.
Yeah, wise idea. Well, yeah, happy Tuesday.
Yep.
What a day to be alive, hey?
Now, how'd you sleep last night?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah, I had a nice long bath, rested up, and then started watching a TV show and went to bed real late.
Grey's Anatomy?
No, actually, the new season, I actually forgot what it's called. Oh, what is it called? What did I tell you this morning?
I can't remember. How would I remember such
a
thing?
I know, it's number one on Netflix. It's trending on Netflix. So I was like, oh, the new season's out. I'm going to watch
it. It's Sex Life.
No, but I have been told to watch that.
I watched it. It hooks you in because it's got all the nudity.
Yeah,
but
it would hook you
good.
In with that, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does.
I've seen your Instagram searches, mate.
Whoa, come on. It's not very good, but I watched the whole thing and highly recommend it.
Yeah, okay. So. I'll have to watch it then.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're asking today, what did you do when your parents were away? We're asking at CFM Tasmania and Facey.
So Tiff Brooks said, I got attacked by a bat.
You didn't say anything about a bat.
Well, Tiff did say something about a bat. My mum went to mainland and when she was in high school and she was in bed, you know, not doing anything interesting, just watching Glee. And next minute, a bat flown into her face.
Yeah, right, in Tassie.
Yeah. Wonder where the bat was hanging out.
It's not what you expect, is it?
No.
Mum and dad are away. I could be in danger.
I thought it was going to be like parties and just a bat.
Well, there's plenty of people saying they did party.
Yeah.
Jade Burke, naughty. Yeah.
Gemma Davison.
Yeah.
She's also my bestie.
Yeah. Marnie, though, said, such rebellious teens we were. All I can think of is had long showers, ordered pizza and stayed in bed late.
Someone gave themselves a haircut, too. And their cat a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Claire Quinn.
Yeah. Melted half the cutlery.
Yeah, no, someone did to catch the kitchen on fire, I believe I read there.
With the toast, leaving the toast in the grill. I've actually done that. My sister and I were cooking and then it was all in flames and everything right next to the kitchen sink and we were just in a panic and thought we'd cover it with a tea towel.
At least you didn't throw water on an electrical fire, so at least you didn't do too bad.
Yeah, we still panicked.
Did the tea towel work?
No, went up in flames.
I did it?
Yeah.
So how'd you put it out?
I don't even know. I think we just ran outside screaming and someone else dealt with it.
The fire brigade? Possibly?
Nah, our parents dealt with it.
CFM.
Lornell said that when her parents were away, she drank the vodka and rum and refilled it with tea and water. My brother did that. He refilled the rum with water to the point where it was mostly water, and Mum definitely knew. So
yeah,
he didn't get away with that one.
We've all done that.
But you've got a little story of your own. What did you do when your parents were away, Ari?
What didn't I do, really? But we were talking about yesterday, you brought up Nemo, and I had a flashback from the time that we had quite an expensive aquarium sitting in our lounge room. After a weekend with the rents away, the fish didn't quite make it.
You killed the fish.
I personally didn't, but a friend of mine did tip a cup of goon into the aquarium, and it killed everything. The
Jesus.
Coral, Nemo.
Oh, really?
All of it. Mum came back on the Sunday being like, why is the aquarium all murky? And I was like, I don't know.
Then she did the old crime scene investigation thing, put the finger in and licked it. It was like, goon.
I know the taste. killed all the fish and everything. Super expensive. All gone to waste. Everything died. And my family still, to this day, have not let me forget it.
Did they know you were having people around and partying?
Oh, I mean, Mum always knew. Always.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah.
Did you have to buy a new fish?
I don't think I could afford to buy a new fish.
Oh, dear.
Trivia trial.
Alrighty, over the weekend, there were some CrossFit games happening to determine who is the fittest woman and man on Earth. I want you to answer this question. Who was crowned the fittest woman on Earth for the fifth year in a row?
Well, if you know that one, 1-300-655-922, and we'll put you in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. That's thanks to Jensen Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater, and it's also thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania.
Trivia trial.
The CrossFit Games happen over the weekend to determine who are the fittest men and women on Earth, and I want to know who has just been crowned the fittest woman on Earth for 2021, the fifth year in a row.
Her to me.
Yes!
Nice one, Michael. You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. We'll draw it Friday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hit music.
Entries are now open for CFM's Apple for the Teacher, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Devonport and Hampton Peters Real Estate. Enter online, your teacher online, cfmtas.com.au, as many times as you like with as many different reasons as you like. The winning teacher will win an 11-inch Apple iPad Pro with 128 gigabytes, and every student in the class, up to 25 kids, will win a pair of Apple AirPods.
That is a great prize. cfmtas.com.au now to nominate a teach.
Today in history. Thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Couple of things, Ari, from this day.
Just a few.
3rd of August in history. 1846 on this day, the Hutchins School in Hobart, the oldest boys' school in Australia, opened.
Oh, wow.
On this day. 1846.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, just a few.
In 1970 on this day, a woman named Miriam Hargrove passed her driving test after 40 attempts and 212 lessons.
You didn't get your license till you're like 30, so yeah. I don't think you can laugh at all.
But I got it first go.
Are you sure?
I almost didn't.
Or is that a little lie you tell everyone?
No, I almost didn't, but I did. but this woman, right, 40 attempts and 212 lessons. At a certain point, don't you sort of say, maybe we don't want this person on our roads?
No, I think good on her for really? Not giving up. Good on her.
Yeah.
40 attempts.
Yeah.
Maybe she just got nervous about the test itself, not actually driving.
Could be nerves, yeah.
Mm.
Could be lack of skill. We'll never know. There's no way of knowing. There's three things on this day that happened in 2001. Firstly, Prince Charles was knocked unconscious during a charity match of polo.
Ooh. Fancy.
So who knew polo was so dangerous? But I guess it's on horses. People get injured on horses all the time.
Oh, it would be so dangerous.
Yeah, it's actually like Jackass polo. There's a new Jackass movie coming out.
Oh, my God, I was going to bring that up.
Maybe they're going to play polo in it.
I was like, oh, Adam needs to know about this. He loves that show.
Trust me, I already know.
Yeah.
I'm across it. also in 2001 on this day, Gary Turner in the UK achieved the world record for the most clothes pegs clipped onto the face.
Ooh, that would hurt, I think.
Yeah, well,
you could give that a go. How many was on his face?
Well, I don't know, but I've seen the picture. It's covered in pegs.
We could do that with you.
And he broke that record a few years later
as well. What sort of pegs? Because I know there's a huge debate about what clothes pegs you use.
Yeah. I can't remember. I think it might be even the wooden ones.
Ooh.
Surely not, though. They'd be harder to clip.
Yeah, I reckon they would be.
Anyway. Also on this day in 2001, The Princess Diaries, starring Anne Hathaway, in her first film debut, which I didn't know that was her debut.
I didn't know that either, but I love that movie.
Yeah, it premiered on this day.
Some more on this day information for you from my Facebook memories.
Oh, yeah.
On this day, almost at this time exactly, I was coming home from my formal after party.
Oh, the after party.
But this was year 12 formal.
Yeah.
Not like your leavers things that you have in Tassie.
So it was all above board.
Yeah.
All right. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari's a bit worried about today's show because she thinks I'm more entertaining when I'm screwing up.
Yeah. When you're tired, you're pretty funny.
And I've kept it far too tight today, so I'll work on that. I'll try and make a few
errors. Loosen up a bit, Adam.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's time for some breakfast.
Yeah, so we're going to try Captain Crunch, or the peanut butter flavoured Captain Crunch. Now, you may have seen this. It's an American cereal. You may have seen it in pop culture. Joey and Chandler are often eating it in Friends.
Man, this is weird. Ever realize Captain Crunch's eyebrows are actually on his hat?
That's what's weird. Joey, the man's been captain of a cereal for the last 40 years.
So there you go. We're officially trying it from
it
the TV.
It is weird that his eyebrows is on his hat, though.
It's true, isn't it? They are. I can tell you, I just unsealed it, got it out of the box. It stinks.
It actually does stink.
I can't believe they raise their children on this cereal in America.
Surely it's pure sugar, and I'm having it dry with no milk.
Now, can I just say, Ari, I've tried the regular Captain Crunch. And that is so sweet, it rips the skin off the top of your mouth off.
All right. Are we going to do this at the same time?
Let's
or
do
are you
it.
Going to go first? Maybe
going,
you go first.
I'm going with milk. Ari's going
full
dry.
Full cream, Ashgrove?
It's not Ashgrove. It's full cream. It's whatever was in the fridge downstairs.
Okay. All right. Have a crunch.
I do like peanut butter as well, but...
I also love peanut butter.
My hopes aren't high for this one because I've had crunch before and it's too much for me.
Just eat it, Adam.
I'm an Australian civilian.
Just eat it.
I wasn't raised on this.
No one cares. Just eat it. Oh, it's super crunchy. I can hear it.
That's why they call it Captain Crunch.
Mmm. Rating out of 10.
It's way too sweet. It's not too bad. Like, it tastes okay, but it's too strong. Like, it's too sweet. Like, I feel sick from one mouthful.
Go again.
It does taste like peanut butter, though. Oh, my God. What are they thinking over there? I suppose they're all tougher. They can handle it because they were raised on it.
They were raised on sugar for breakfast.
Joey and Chandler, what are you thinking?
I'd much rather have... Wonder if they've got a Vegemite crunch. I think that would be delicious.
What?
That would be so good.
You're sick. You are sick.
And just like little pockets of Vegemite inside or something. Kind of like Secret Surprise.
Kinder Surprise?
No, like a Secret Surprise in the middle of the crunch.
It's
like another
it?
Thing of Vegemite.
She's stalling. I can say it's...
By the way, Adam didn't even get me a bowl. He just gave me the box. I got to eat it out the box.
Because you wanted it dry.
That doesn't mean I still want a bowl. Ooh.
What do you think? It's better than the regular crunch. I got to give it that.
Nah.
It didn't rip the skin off my mouth, at least.
I mean, it's yummy, but...
It's too much, isn't it?
Nah. I'd rather just have peanut butter on toast.
Yeah, so verdict, no?
Nah.
All right.
Sweet corn and oat cereal.
So our verdict is no Captain Crunch.
I like the look of the packaging, though.
Yeah, and he's got eyebrows on his hat.
Yeah. Good morning. We're talking on our Facebook page at the moment. What did you do while your parents were away? And Adam, I would actually love to know what you got up to because I feel like you probably didn't do much.
Well, if my parents were right, I sort of just chilled out. Maybe had one friend over, some pizzas and maybe a froth or two. But when my mate's parents were away, he had like this thing that he was calling froth jam.
Sorry, what is that?
So we were, it's not what you might imagine. It's nothing to do with food. It's nothing to do with jam, like the food jam. It's we went round and jammed rock music together.
Oh, yeah, because you're a drummer.
With some froths. His parents weren't there. We had a jam. I took my drums round. We rocked and we rolled.
Ooh.
But there were a few people that went and then, got a bit rowdy in the evening. But then for some reason, my mate, he got caught, obviously, because everyone does every time they do stuff like this.
Yeah, if you were ever planning on doing something when your parents are away, just know they already know.
Yeah, you're going to get caught.
There is no way it goes, like, you can't.
Yeah.
They just know every single time.
It's like when you hear on the news, oh, you know, there was a shoplifting or there was a, you know, someone held up a store last night. The next day they're caught.
Exactly.
You get caught every time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got caught, of course, because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he used me as the scapegoat. So there were heaps of people there, but he obviously told his stepdad, oh, it was all Adam. He invited all his mates.
Yeah, he's the drummer.
And I'd left my drums there, and the stepdad called me up and was like, you come and pick your drums up now or I'm going to put an axe to them. And all this stuff. And it's like, mate, he didn't put an axe to him.
Were you actually good at, like, rocking? Because otherwise the neighbours would be pretty mad listening to you guys just pretend to play.
We weren't bad. We played some grunge music.
That's right then.
But, yeah, I was used as the scapegoat.
Okay. But it wasn't at your own house when your own parents went away.
Nah.
I knew you wouldn't get up to too much mischief.
Because I know full well you'll get caught every time.
Yeah, true. Very true. Always do get caught.
Song snag.
It is indeed time for song snag. We have waffles for two at Windows on West Ella up for grabs. All you need to do is tell us the song that is currently snagged.
It's badly snagged, Ari.
Apparently badly snagged.
If you know what it is, give us a dial at 1-300-655-922 and we'll put you in the draw for those waffles for two at Windows and West Ella. And just between you, me and the coast, they've got a Wednesday waffle special between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Only on Wednesdays you can get 25% off waffles.
And you get a free bicky with your coffee.
Here's the snagged song once again. You love that free bicky.
I do.
1-300-655-922 if you know what that song is.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Paige from Railton is on the line to play song snag. This is the snagged song.
What do you think the song is, Paige?
Is it We're Good by Dua Lipa?
Correct.
Awesome, thank you.
Nice one, Paige.
You're welcome, congratulations. You're in the draw to win those waffles for two at Windows on West Stella.
Very good, thank you.
Today's dog news, Ari, is about zoomies.
Oh, I know this.
You heard of zoomies?
I've heard of zoomies, yeah. Santiago does zoomies.
Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Santiago?
My golden retriever, yep.
I like golden retrievers. I
like to rev her up when I get home. I know you're not supposed to, but I can't help it.
I always
and she
do.
Does zoomies.
Who cannot rev a dog up?
Exactly. They're just so cute. And they're so happy to see you when you get home. And it's just like, oh, little Snoopy.
Now, I knew what zoomies were, but I just didn't know they were called zoomies. But it's basically where your dog piffs around in a circle or around the whole backyard. If it gets too excited, it doesn't know what to do, so it just does a zoomie.
Yeah, it's zoomies.
Yeah, I used to have a Jack Russell that did them all the time, especially when a Jack Russell's younger. If you're excited too much, that's it. They just piff around the backyard. Like, they just go nuts.
It's so cute to watch, too.
It's certainly entertaining when your puppy starts dashing around, but as an owner, you might be wondering why your dog even does this in the first place.
Oh, my God, give me the teeth.
There's an actual medical terminology to describe the action.
Is it not zoomies?
No, that's not the scientific term. The scientific term is apparently frenetic random activity periods, a.k.a. frap.
Our dog's got frap.
Your dog's having a frap. These zoomies, as they're known colloquially, help dispel large amounts of energy that the dog has held on to.
So maybe we should do zoomies in the morning.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Although we don't want to expel energy. We want to save it up, don't we, for the show?
Sometimes I get way too excited, though.
Yeah, so you could do some zoomies. In most dogs, especially young dogs, it's completely normal. It's good to know. If you notice your dog having zoomies at undesirable times, like in the middle of the night, though, when you're fast asleep, it can be frustrating. Luckily, there are steps you can take to prevent it from happening. Encourage your dog to get more exercise during the day by playing with your dog several times a day and going for more walks or trips to the dog park.
They can do zoomies at the dog park.
That's right. No, I just want a dog. Have you ever had a dog zooming at night?
My dog doesn't.
I've never seen it, but that would be annoying if there's dog zoomies.
But I do know that sometimes when I'm a little bit too excited, like for Adam and Ari for breakfast, that I can't sleep and I'll have to go do something.
Mm. Word sandwich.
More. Yes, you got two words. You got to guess what word goes in the middle to make up the sandwich. Give us a call at 1-300-655-922 if you know the word, and you could win this.
You could go on the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at House of Anvers. Escape the winter chill with a hot cuppa and some comfort food from House of Anvers.
The word machine Thea is in position, ready to go. Thea, what are our words for today?
Your words for today are rock and table.
Rock and table.
If you know what word goes in the middle, the number's 1-300-655-922. Rock and table.
Between a rock and hard place, like
don't
a table.
Don't give them the answer, Ari.
It's not hard. Rock, hard. I mean, it could be.
1-300-655-922. If you know what word goes in the middle.
It's not, is it?
No.
Word sandwich.
More.
Emily from Myandetta is on the line to play word sandwich. Thea, give her the words again.
Your words for today are rock and table.
What do you think the word is?
Is it pool?
The word for my sandwich is pool, rock pool, pool table. Well done.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. It's pool.
Oh,
pool. It is incorrect.
Congratulations, Emily. You've won today's word sandwich.
Excellent. Thank you.
You'll also go on the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Anvers. That'll be drawn out on Prize Giving Friday. We're talking on our Facebook page at the moment. What's your go-to breakfast cereal this morning? Adam and I did have a go at tasting. What is it called?
Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
To be honest, not a fan.
No.
A lot of people are saying bacon and eggs.
Not a cereal. Thanks for playing.
Not quite a cereal, but could you imagine having little shaped bacon cereal bits and then little egg-shaped cereal bits?
It'd be pretty cute.
It would be pretty cute, surely, but I don't know how about cereal, like the egg flavour.
Surely they've already done it in America.
Oh, probably.
They've got cookie cereal and marshmallow.
Did you say they had a bacon-flavoured soft drink?
Yeah, they do. They do that, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They do it all in the USA. It's the land of the free, home of the brave.
And someone has also commented that they like Sultana brand. We've been talking about that this morning as well.
Yeah, they went with the clusters, though. We like the regular, don't we?
Yeah, I like the regular with extra Sultanas.
They've already got quite a lot of Sultanas packed in
there. You've got to add more in.
That's fine. I can accept that.
I'm getting hungry now.
Kid music.
I'm just going through the Facebook comments right now about what's your favourite breakfast cereal. Emma reckons they're all too sweet. She definitely wouldn't be able to handle the Captain Crunch.
No, I don't think so. But I dare you, we'll give you the remainder of the box of cereal, if you like.
Yeah. She said that they're more of a late-night snack for like a dessert, which this Captain Crunch might actually work on ice cream better than for breakfast.
Ooh!
You know?
Maybe with some chocolate?
It's so well, something to just like ease off the sweetness. Like just unflavoured ice cream.
What about Reese cups?
I love them.
Yeah.
I'm all about peanut butter.
Then it's like peanut butter and then chocolate on ice cream, but it's Captain Crunch.
Reese's Puffs.
I'm getting way too hungry for this.
I know, yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the second ever episode in history, Ari.
That was all done and dusted.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, are you asking me?
Yeah, you, Sorry, I wasn't looking at you, but...
I loved, though, today where you were, like, pointing at me, but you weren't actually pointing at me. The cues to talk were all over the shop today.
Yeah, we're still practicing.
Just behind-the-scenes information for you. So there's a lot of pauses.
Yeah.
Didn't know if Adam was trying to make a joke or if he was waiting for me to talk. So we'll learn our ways.
I just pause and stare at Ari.
Because you pause all the time.
And she looks at me. She looks back at me terrified, like, what do you want me to do?
I know. I'm like, do I talk or not talk? And then you're pressing buttons to make sounds. And I'm like, oh, I'm talking over the sound now.
I tell you what, I did love the Facebook topic today. What did you do while your parents were away? It went off. There was another one that was like this lady said that she used to just make prank calls. I can relate to that. I used to love a prank call.
That doesn't surprise me, to be honest.
Even when the parents were home, we'd walk around to the phone box and prank call the directory. There was a guy that would sit there and answer the free phone calls because we had no change to prank call.
That's how you did it before you got a mobile.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old school. Thanks for listening today.
You're so old.